Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
It's beginning to sound a lot like J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Hey, everybody. Jamie Rodriguez here, your trusted host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. This and every episode right here on whatever podcast network of your choosing. And boy, do I have a show for you today. I mean, really, really, really good. You know what I mean? That kind of good. 'Tis the season kind of season. You know, it's that kind of show that's going on. And here's proof, guys. We have an incredible duo, Americana duo, that if you've been in Nashville this year, you may have seen their names around the marquees in town because they are everywhere. They are called Bowen Young, and they are a couple, Australian actress and singer Claire Bowen, who you may remember from Nashville, the TV drama, and Brandon Robert Young, her husband, who is quite a player himself. And they are releasing their debut album, Dangerous Love, early next year. It was produced by one of my favorite Nashville songwriters, Sean McConnell from Little Big Town. You know, Tim McGraw, he's also worked with Rascal Flatts. And they are just incredible people, guys. Big, big hearts in addition to their great, great talent, as you will find out in this interview. And the thesis of the album was written after actually they were broken into their Nashville home, and a assailant broke into their home, attempted to beat down their bedroom door to get to them like a movie. Thankfully, the police stopped the intruder, but obviously this kind of left them emotionally and, you know, scarred and physically as well. So this is how the album was born. Great people, great talent. They got a lot of tour dates on the horizon, and they're going to be playing all over in a bunch of cities. So make sure to catch them as well. So we welcome them to the show. They're going to perform one of their great new songs at the end of the show, so stay tuned for that. And we hope you enjoyed this great episode with Bowen Young. And welcome to all the new listeners, to our family. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please click subscribe, give us a review. That stuff helps a lot. On with it. Bowen Young on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Claire Bowen, Brandon Young.
There. How are you?
How's it going,
look at man? You guys. So I mean, relaxed, guys. You guys look so relaxed. Relaxed Americana stars in their most comfortable element.
Thank you. Well, I'm seeing the U2 posters behind you, so clearly you're a man after my own heart.
Ah, that's a great start there, Brandon. You know, that's We're already buds. But I have to ask you guys, I mean, what's the morning routine for you guys on a typical weekday morning like today, you know, Claire and Brandon? Like, who wakes up first? Like, who makes up the coffee? Who says, honey, we got to get going. We got a busy day ahead. Like, what's going on today?
Brandon's definitely the more organized of the two of us. And he usually goes downstairs and makes coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I love ritual. So if it's picking out wine in the evening, or if it's making French press coffee in the morning, I love the ritual of that on a daily basis.
You're in the studio long enough, you just burn on straight through.
Yeah, you just go straight from coffee to wine. Yeah.
That's why we love it.
Claire is more of an early riser. I am more of the sleep in kind of musician, but it's somehow, I don't know, it works out. It's very weird that, you know, sometimes you stay up way later than I do.
Yeah.
So then I get up and make the coffee, and
it's so this weird clash between being like somebody who used to work with horses, and horses like to have their breakfast at about 4:30 in the morning, and then being a musician, and we technically don't exist before noon. So
right.
It changes all the time.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it. But how does it start? By the way, guys, you know, for my audience, Bowen Young here, of course. Claire Bowen, Brandon Young, new album out 2023. Couple great singles out already, Skeleton and Dangerous Love. We'll chat about it. But how does it start, Claire? I mean, let's say, you know, you two are willing to come on our show. The two of you probably, you know, have had every conversation in the world as a married couple. Are you talking about music the whole morning? Like practicing, writing new ideas, debating, you know, who was better, Paul McCartney or John Lennon, that kind of thing?
We have really similar tastes, but we discover things while we're discovering things as a band. We discover things individually and get to bring that together, like especially in the mornings we'll be chatting away about the stuff that we're excited about or something that we read separately. We do everything together. He's my best friend. We're bandmates, which is the best. I love being in a band with Brandon, and we love each other, so it's kind of we're in each other's space all the time, but we love and respect each other so much and are so excited for each other. Like when we win separately, it's a win together. So we kind of, we share everything. And some people are like, oh my God, how do you do it? How do you like work and play and love together?
Right.
But it's not hard. I guess we're really lucky.
Yeah. I think we're really lucky. It just worked out it's fun. We get to hang out, and I mean, honestly, it's a dream come true to get to work with your partner and, you know, to do what we do. If it's Claire on a film set, I get to travel with her and be there, or if it's, you know, us going on tour, you know, it's truly a dream come true. I can't imagine at this stage of my life going and doing the type of traveling that is required of us.
Yeah.
We weren't together.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
Absolutely.
And then we're going into the studio right after we hop off this call with you. And we'll be in the same room, writing the same song, recording the same thing, but we'll both have different experiences of it. So we, like, afterwards, there's always like a decompress and a debrief that we're like, oh, I didn't even realize that you found that. It's, I don't know.
I love it. But, you know, hearing you guys and hearing this great balance you guys have, it seems like music is always like in your like heads. Like, am I right, Brandon? Like, I'll tell you this. Let me ask, because I know as an ex-radio guy, now a podcast guy, I have radio in my blood. There were times even when I wanted to turn off like the radio station in my head. I just couldn't. Can you turn off the music in your head? You know, seriously. Or is it like an impossible task? And the same goes to you, Claire. Like, are you always have melodies and ideas just going around bouncing off?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to turn it off.
Jazz
helps, or music that's in languages other than English, because I can't understand them.
Right.
So I can listen to melodies, or I can listen to the different instruments and the way they interact. But when it comes to music and songwriting, it's really difficult to turn off. You know, I'm constantly pulling out my phone, pulling out my notes, writing down ideas. If we're watching a series or a movie or, you know, you're constantly being fed creative
right.
ideas. And so you're writing those down. And then, you know, that's why sometimes it's funny. We watch a lot of sports in our house because, you know, as Claire being a professional actor, the same applies, where it's really difficult to turn it off. So if she's watching something theatrical, she's looking at it through the lens of lighting and, you know, the script, or, you know, just this is sort of above my pay grade because I'm not an actor, but, you know, the way that she looks at these projects is very different than the way that I look at them. So to answer your question, I don't think it ever really turns off.
You just have to distract yourself.
Yeah.
And stuff like
yeah.
that. Sports is great because I have no idea what's going on
right.
at all. Yell at the television when you yell, so you feel
yeah.
safe.
Yeah.
But for me, I'll hyperfixate on some other topic, like, I don't know, like medical history or archaeology or paleontology, or I'm kind of that way where I'll go down a totally different rabbit hole, and I can do that all night if I can't sleep. So
yeah.
if I need to let my brain have a creative rest.
Love it. Love it, Claire. You know, pivoting a little bit to the past few months, Claire, I mean, you know, obviously you both are very accomplished individuals on your own right, even before Bowen Yang. You know, obviously, you know, Claire's time spent playing Scarlett O'Connor in Nashville, and, you know, Brandon's decade of touring with John Hyatt and, you know, Emmylou Harris and a whole bunch of big names. But the name Bowen Yang has become, like, it's starting to become synonymous with Nashville guys. Like, you know, you guys played the Bluebird, you guys played City Winery, the tribute the other day to Loretta Lynn. It's like the name is starting to get out there and everyone is like talking about you guys. How would you compare kind of like this buzz that is like starting organically, that you guys started right now with your past accomplishments?
We were talking about that the other morning, actually. And for me, I remember when I first got here, it was like I could feel thousands of heads turning towards me because I was on this television show and suddenly very recognizable in a town called Nashville, on a show called Nashville. And it was amazing. I'm so grateful for it. It was also quite disconcerting sometimes. And I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, but, you know, I'm faking it. And it was wonderful. I knew it was a huge privilege, but it was scary.
Sure.
And one of the things I've always, like, since I met Brandon, I mean, the first song that we wrote was a song for my record.
Mm-hmm.
And I rang him afterwards and said, this has to be a duet. And I loved singing with him and writing with him so much that it just that became the benchmark. So now to see Bowen Young being received, especially in this town, so beautifully with open arms, and people are starting to, it's lovely seeing that same thing happen where I'm feeling all of those heads turning towards us, but it's not just me up there, it's Brandon as well. And like he belongs to the center stage. It just feels right now. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, oh, wow, I get to do what I love with the person I love most in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some sort of framework of how this industry works now because I really didn't before. So it's I feel like I'm making the best music I've ever made. Mm. I'm having the best fun I've ever had. And it's because Brandon.
What do you think, Brandon? Anything to add there? You know, I mean, you've toured with the biggest names, you know. What do you think of this? Like, how are your creative juices, like, flowing with this project?
For me, you know, it's incredibly fulfilling, obviously, to be making the best music of my life with my life partner. You know, interestingly enough, these milestone moments occur a handful of times throughout our lives as we are in pursuit of, you know, some of these crazy things that we're chasing after. And interestingly enough, yesterday I was walking in downtown Nashville because I wanted to go visit a couple clubs that I used to play in the early days when I moved to Nashville. And my very first show in Nashville was, I think, in 2003 at a club called Exit Inn. And Exit Inn has recently closed its doors.
Yeah.
And right now on the sign, the marquee out front, it says, I think, Exit Inn, 1972 2022.
Surreal.
And it you know, in so many ways it broke my heart. And I was walking these sidewalks where I used to stand in line to go to shows. You know, I remember Kings of Leon playing Exit Inn in the early days, and I walked around the back of the building where the artist entrance was, and I was standing there and I was taking pictures. And across the street is a club called The End. And right next to that club, there was a big excavator knocking down a building, you know, I don't know what they're going to build, their condos or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was standing on the sidewalk sort of reflecting that, you know, this is where I played my very first show in Nashville. And now Claire and I have two singles out as Bowen Young, and we're getting ready to put a full length record out next year and tour the world. And, you know, it's not lost on me that we get the opportunity to do this, you know, together, that we still get to live in this town and make music and play music for people.
Right.
It's just an incredibly beautiful thing to reflect on. And yesterday was a profound day for me. And one I don't think I'll ever forget.
Man, very beautifully said. Absolutely. I love how you just tied the narrative there. Very gorgeous. And, you know, I think you guys are going to play a song for us. We're super excited. But Claire, I have to ask you something. In research, mm-hmm. a theme came about when we were like just connecting dots with my producer and you. And it's the way you live your life with passion, Claire. You know, I mean, Dangerous Love, of course, was written, you know, just talked about after a home invasion here in Nashville. A couple of days, you guys just went all in. But also when you were younger in Australia, you had a little bout with cancer, right? And you survived it and all this stuff. Are all these experiences like almost like a blessing creatively in that you're always aware that life is like so delicate and life is one, you got to live with passion. And it seems like you put it all out into your art. Are we right or are we wrong there?
Thank you. That's very flattering. Thank you so much. I was probably born with cancer. They don't know. So I was kind of not, my blueprint for life is not being very well. So I didn't feel like I missed out on anything, but I definitely saw things that the average child does not see every day. I lived in the hospital for a long time and I was on a terminal ward. So somebody passed away every day. And it definitely made it confusing when I got out, how people judge each other for the way they look or the color of their skin or, you know, how much money they have. It's because when I got out, I was like, all these kids have all of their arms and legs. I don't know. It was weird. That was really strange to me. And it definitely shaped me as a person. It's no better or worse than anybody else, just different. And I was talking to Brandon the other morning. It's funny, you're asking all these questions that we've kind of, because Bowen Young has started to create some buzz now, there's been beautiful response to it, where looking at things, it's kind of put a mirror up in front of us and we're like, oh wow, like people really do love the music and it's wonderful. And we've had things happen in the past that we had, the pandemic affected everybody profoundly in a totally different way, and there are people still figuring out like, oh, that really did affect me. I was the same. I was like, wow, I got a whole lot weirder. I forgot how to be in public. I was kind of awkward at first, and now I'm like, I'm really doing the super awkward thing. But it affected everyone. And to deny that it did would be foolish for me. And then the break-in happened and our lives were threatened. And I was thinking about it the other day. There are all these things that have happened that have been really sad, on a personal level as well as not being able to get out there and play music. And I'm so grateful for all of them, because everything that's happened, my life has been a series of miracles. I'm not, you know, I'm clearly supposed to be here, but I nearly wasn't. And it's turned me into who I am. The break-in was probably one of the most traumatic experiences, not the most traumatic experience of your life. And it turned us both into, honestly, absolute weapons. There is a line in Dangerous Love that says, I never knew the archangel inside of me till the devil was right at our door. I kind of knew I was a little bit bloodthirsty, but I felt bad about it before, and now having to rise to the occasion of such evil getting into your house and trying to take away your whole world, it has unleashed something in me that I guess I'm kind of more fearless than I was before. I don't
excuse me.
It's kind of like if life throws stuff at me now, or if people throw stuff at me, which hasn't happened since college, so you know. That's good. But it's like, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to give me cancer again? Are you going to break into my house and try to kill me? What are you going to, like betray my trust and completely turn my life upside down? Go on.
Amazing. Amazing, guys. And I think that's why, you know, you guys are resonating so much, not just the amazing music, of course, and the amazing songwriting, but, you know, the connection of love and the connection of grit and perseverance. There's like a very strong package that is almost like inspiring to people. It's almost like you guys have this strong message to give to the audiences, and we're so glad you guys were able to join us on the show.
Thank you,
ma'am.
So much.
Thank you for having us. This has been wonderful.
Absolutely. You want to take us away with a song? Is that the rumor?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. It's lovely to talk to you. You turned up.
Yep.
This is a song called Skeletons.
Excuse me. Tickle in my throat.
We had
a frog in the throat.
Yeah, exactly. We had the family Thanksgiving and one of the kids was like, phew, at the table, and I was like, oh, no.
Right on the turkey, right on the middle. Oh, God.
Totally worth it. This song is called Skeletons. It's the first single that we released as Bowen Young. And it's all about how when Brandon and I first met, we were both kind of like, don't come over here. Please don't love me, because I'm a train wreck. It's a disaster. And then we realized that we were both kind of disasters and that we loved each other anyway. We couldn't help it. And it's really easy to love somebody for their strengths and how wonderful they are, but to love all of a person for their weaknesses and everything that they are as well. I think, I don't know, there's something to be said for that. So this is Skeletons.
dreams, blood's hiding all your tears, your weakness, your demons, and a hold of you for years. You say I ought to run, so why don't you go on, go on and tell me? You say I ought to run, so why don't you go on and tell me? You say I ought to run, so why don't you go on and tell me? Your skeleton's don't scare me. No, your skeleton's don't scare me. Ooh.
Guys, my chills have chills. Oh, unbelievable. Yeah.
Thank you.
And thank you guys so much for your time. We look forward to lots of exciting stuff next year, and hopefully we'll cross paths.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.